Nisrofim, Rav Shimon says, Niskolim b'Nisrofim, if there was a talit of Niskolim b'Nisrofim, so yeah, what's the pshat of Rav Netan? The pshat of Rav Netan is, in Sanhedrin, Rav Netan uses this. I mean, maybe it's two different routes, and maybe it's meaning the same thing. Rav Netan is saying, we can rely on Rav if it is possible to assume that everything is done properly in accordance with Rav. Now let's say, here in the case, well, you have the Shaila, is he the father of the Maki or not? So we rely on Rav, and then we say, he is the father. Do we have any proof that we'll do something that is not in consonance with the facts? On the contrary, we are assuming that he is the father. We are not chishish, maybe the mother conceived from some another man. She was Mizan. We're not chishish. Mashenkin over there. So there were, let's say, many convicted parties. And let's say there was one, that, let's say there was 100 convicted parties were Nigma Dinom Lisraif. One was Nigma Dinom Liskilim. Now, we cannot just execute 100, take 100 out of the 101 and execute 100. So Bezdin is going to execute all of them, all the 101. Now, if Bezdin will execute all the 101, in Sreife. So then we'll know that Bezdin meted out one missing improperly, not in consonance with the facts. Because we know one is chayav only in Misekau. Skile is not chayav such a Misekmo. So maybe it's not chayav to say we rely on Rav when we know that someone who is innocent vis-a-vis, no one is innocent here, but I mean vis-a-vis the Misekmo, the Sreife, one is innocent. So how can we rely on Rav? When we rely on Rav in regard to Makor Rime, so then we are sure that everything is proper, is in consonance with the facts, with the Mitzvahs. Mashenkin here, if we rely on Rav, so we'll know that at least that one execution was not in consonance with the facts. So how can we rely on Rav? This is what he says. So maybe all the 101 have to get a Mitzvah. ותיר עצרם נתן, כי מונף שכונה רק מזה מיזו נהלך רק בסוף רובי. ואוי תשמע מדהבי קבוח, מחצה ומחצה נומי. ועוד דיפור חוסר מקורי קהל וטונה נסרוף ונסקולים, תיק ורוב נסקולים, נינו, הוכה פרושי, וכל הפוחס לגורה משמעה ורוב נסקולים. Now, it's very late now, so I don't want to go back to that Isvis. But next year, so, you should be ready. First of all, we'll discuss the Isvis again, of Vichitei Medimat Kinolei, I mean the Pshat, in the two Tehutzim of Isvis. And then we'll proceed up to the Gemara, Chutz Mecherashit Mikotin Shemei Kalkul Ashutos.
We went over the cases, several cases, including Bakinolei, and then the case of Hilchuzim of Messiah Metapabe, and the cases of Gilead Hardassim they played. Now, in the cases, the Chitim of Bakinolei, so cases says the Kashi. Why does the Gemara have to resort to the riot from the fact that the Ritzach is Chayav Nisei and we're not Cheshish, less than Nirtzach, was it Reve? And when we have to deduce the riot on the basis of the fact that we're not Cheshish, less than Nirtzach, is it Reve? So then we have to resort to the Choshe of Shemot Mokim Sayyid Nekemade. That's even more remote, because after all, everything on the basis of law is remote, but there are degrees of remote. So it's even more remote to say that the treife consisted in a neke, dark in the place where the Ritziach used their sword. I mean, that's even more remote. But we could learn it out. We could learn it out from the fact that we're not chishish, unless the Ritziach is a treife, because if the Ritziach is a treife, then is not chayav nisei, because it's an Yiddish yato yochel lazino. So Tesis gives two thoughts. Vishemo lazlinon posahube, vidui chayshino maharegis a treife, lulio al miyaro. That's one thing. So that has to be explained. That has to be explained. What does it mean? So usually it is assumed that Tesis says that inasmuch as the whole takore will consist in Bezdin executing it, but so we don't have to worry so much. I mean, that's not, that's very unreasonable. I mean, what difference does it make? A trinkling, if somebody kills a trinkling, it's Potter and Mrs. Benson. But it's Ritzeach, it's what is here, so the Rambam says it's Chayim Mishne Shemayim. The Pasuk of Shekhar Amod and Bodom Domini Shekhar applies to such a Ritzeach, but it's a Ptur of Mrs. Benson. So what if it's Ptur of Mrs. Benson? So because of that, we can be lenient and we don't have to be Chayishish. All the Shoshes that we have to be Chayishish in regard to the Shoshes. Now, then, the question arose against the second Tarazitesis. Why doesn't the first Tarazitesis say that? That's a very simple Tarazitesis, very clear. The time we pray for Shorah, Potter, the Haile Mishin Havel in this, Sheila to Yochel Azim, the Kaplinon, Eden Kishir Uzmu, Rushab the Kaplinon, the Mkeli, Eden Yechi Achel, by the Kaplinon, Eden, the Hashim, the Mahadasin, the Trail Valley, the Lord Musa. So the second Tarazitesis is, if we are going to learn out from Ritzeach, that we rely on God, because if we wouldn't rely on God, we should be Chayishish, meaning that Ritzeach is a trade. So why is it, and if he's a trade, so why is it not there? Because if they will be Mazeri, so they will not be Chayiv the Ish Mazon, because they will be Zoman to meet out, to execute a Gavotel. So the words of the final analysis is the same Chayiv as Rabbi Yisrael. So maybe it's not cash. This is what Rabbi said. So the question is, so why the Tesis in the first Tesis give a different Tesis? Implication being that the first Roshini Tesis assume that the second Tesis is not a good Tesis. Why isn't the second Tesis a good Tesis? Now, we have to understand the Gemara itself. The Gemara, Rav Kane mentioned the Raya from Hearing is a nefesh. From hearing is a nefesh. So, what's the raya? Because if we don't rely on law, how can we meet out peace against the Ritzeach? Maybe the narrative is a trait. But the answer is, most human beings are not traits. But if we don't rely on law, we have to be chayishish. Maybe he does not conform to the state of health of most human beings. They are certain human beings who are very sick, who are traitors. So that's the right. So then the one says, no, it's not right. Maybe we can only meet out missing against the Ritzeach if an autopsy was made. So then the one says, even if an autopsy is made, we still have to assume, in order to be able to meet out missing, we have to rely on God. Because if we are not going to rely on God, so even with the best autopsy, we cannot be absolutely certain. Why? Because if the Ritzeach killed the Nirzach by piercing a knife into the Nirzach's heart or to the Nirzach's lungs, so then we make an autopsy so we can be sure that the Nirzach did not have a trefe in the stomach, he did not have a trefe in the Chudashet, in the spinal cord, he did not have a trefe in the Tzumzagidim, he did not have a trefe in any organ, but we couldn't be sure that he did not have a trefe in the heart, because maybe the membrane of the heart was perforated.
But one could say, after all, this possibility that the trefe existed in the membrane of the heart, dafking the place where the knife was stuck, that's very remote. Even if somebody, because even when something is remote, is immune, but there are all kinds of levels in remoteness, everything comes within love. So let's say if you have, let's say, 61% one way, if you have 51% one way and 49% the other way, it's also off. But if you have 60%, it's a better off. If you have 70%, it's still a better off. If you have 90%, it's still a better off. If you have 99%, it's still a better off. And if you have 99.9%, it's still a better off. If you have 99.99%, it's still a better off. But it's still off. In other words, so you can still argue, if we don't rely on love, so it must be 100%. But if it's just, if it is 99.999, you still have to rely on love. As a matter of fact, if we are going to anticipate for the possibility, even the possibility that he has a trefe in any of the organs is a remote possibility. But once we make a thorough autopsy, so then we are sure that he did not have any trefe in all the organs, except in one, that particular organ, where he used the knife, Taritzeach used the knife, or the bullet. So the remoteness is so much more. So maybe one could argue, maybe this kind of Erov, maybe we are not chishish for this kind of a mute of 1/10,000, a chance of 1/10,000, or 100,000, or 1 in 1,000,000. But a mute that is 5%, maybe we are chishish. There is a difference between a person, you see. So in other words, let's say the rov behemis in a treifes. Well, there is quite a substantial mean. There is a considerable mean to behemis that are treifes, you see. But when we perform an autopsy, so then the mute itself is reduced to a minimum. So how can we learn out that we rely on rov even when the mute is substantial? Because after all, once we rely on rov, it doesn't make any difference what kind of a rov, whether it's 99% rov or 98% rov or 90% rov or 60% rov or even 51% rov. So the question is, how can Rav Kane learn out from Ritzeach? Maybe from Ritzeach we can only learn out that a 99% rov, or even more. I don't know, I mean, according to statistics, what kind of a percent this mute would be once we perform an autopsy. But it's very little. It's a minimum. Maybe we are not chishish, so maybe from Ritzeach we can learn out that we are not chishish for a minimal mute, but for a substantial mute, maybe we are chishish. And of course, when Rav Kane says that we learn out from Ritzeach that we go basarov, he doesn't mean we go basarov of a 99.99% rov. No, he means any rov, even 51% rov. Even 51% rov. So the answer is because it's not mistar. It's very unreasonable. What is it? You're going to, I mean, the Torah is going to base it upon percentages. How many decimal places it is. So it's not mistaben. So as long as it's not conclusively proven, absolutely certain, even with an autopsy, so that means that we do rely on love. If we do rely on love, once we establish a principle that we do rely on love, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a 99% rov or a 90% rov or a 60% rov. I mean, that we have to say. That's the lomdes of Rav Kane. But wouldn't it be better to learn it out from Eidim Zeimimim and from Eidim Zeimimim? So there is no. So then, from Eidim Zeimimim, it's not a minimum mute. From Eidim Zeimimim. Because by Ritzeach, so you can perform an autopsy. But by Eidim Zeimimim, so the Nim, on account of whom the Yamchuyim Mise is alive, we can perform an autopsy upon a living person. So there, the mute is more substantial. So wouldn't it be better for Rav Kane to learn out from Eidim Zeimimim? What is it? Rav Kane didn't know. I mean, this raya of Rabine. So apparently, Rav Kane had a reason as to why he deduces this din from Hirik's Nefesh, even though in the case of Hirik's Nefesh, it's possible to say that the mute is very minimal. Very minimal. Because we perform an autopsy, so then we can prove conclusively that there is no trefe in all the organs except one organ upon which the sayiv was applied, you see. So he probably had a reason. Otherwise, Rav Kane too would mention Rabbeinu Yalfus. So what is the reason? So now, we saw in this thesis of Leichus Gilman Mokim Sayiv Nekev Aveh, so thesis Rav Netam gives the Teretz that the reason is why Rav Akiva and Rav Tarfu say, They certainly mean that Alpidin, according to their view, they couldn't mete out capital punishment. Why? Because of the possibility. And maybe the Nirzach was a traitor. Let's say that's in Ritziche, but in Arayes, so other questions, other possibilities. But in Ritziche, so they couldn't mete out Misa against the Ritziach because of the possibility maybe the Nirzach was a traitor. And even if the Eidim will say we performed an autopsy, there is still a possibility. But we couldn't say that Rav Akiva, even assuming that Rav Akiva agrees with Rav Meir, but if Rav Meir would agree, he'd be mocking the Reifshia that we rely on Rav. So why does Rav Akiva say he couldn't mete out capital punishment against Ritzach? But it's mocking, even Rav Meir relies on Rav, be mocking the Reifshia. And this is Lo Yafshia. Unless you are going to say they will be able to mete out Mise when, let's say, the Eidim happened to know, let's say, that the Kremi shall, that the Kremi shall, Kolom shall meyach was Migule. Kolom shall meyach Migule doesn't have to be Dafke Migule. Let's say if it took an X-ray, and if we have certain means of looking at the internal organs of the person. So that's like Kremi Shomayach Migule. But so Rabbi Tam says, so one teretz in Teisves was Einachana. It's considered Efsha. It's considered Efsha. Rabbi Tam says, no, we don't have to say that this is considered Efsha. That's a Deichet. And we can say that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbon too. That we go with Rabbon. But the reason is why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tav both say if they had been in Sanhedrin, they would never be able to mete out capital punishment against the Ritzayach, is because even though from the point of view of certainty or not certainty, so we can rely on. But by the Rizaloche, Vedas of Apishnai, Midim Yokum Dovo, of Vidorashto, Vichokarto, Hidim, that means that they have to testify everything. And since, let's say, and if Sanhedrin will ask them, do you know whether the Nirzach is a traitor or not? What will they say? We don't know. Can they say that they know? They can only say, our guess is he's not a traitor. But that's not enough. So the Melayim, so they have to ask. And if they don't ask, they don't conform to the Halacha of the Rosh Hashanah. This is how my father explained it, the thesis. So the Melayim, you couldn't best and couldn't be game a deen. Not because it is not certain as to whether it's chayim is or not. Certain it is, because we rely on Rav. So Rav is a sufficient criterion of evidence. It's a sufficient criterion. It establishes that it's a vadai. But here there is a halacha that the Sanhedrin have to ask the deen, are you sure that, did you see that the Nirzach was a treife, and they cannot say we saw some melee on the basis of lack of traditions of kires. So they this will become off. That's the reason. Some melee. Rav Kane prefers to deduce from Heriges and Nefesh, even though when we deduce from Heriges and Nefesh, we have to resort to a certain swap. In other words, so once we establish that we rely on the Rav of 99.9, so we go one step further and we say we rely on Rav of 51% too. So, and he doesn't mention the Droshe of Rabbine, even though the Droshe of Rabbine is certainly a good Droshe. I mean, it's not a Droshe, it's a Raya, it's not a Droshe. That's anybody can deduce that Raya, it's not a Droshe. So, and he doesn't resort to the Raya of Rabbinim. Why? Because as far as the Droshe of the Raya from Idim Zemimim is concerned, as far as the Yalfuse from Idim Zemimim is concerned, so you could say that does not prove that we can rely on Rav and mete out Mise in another case of Mephoshes. Because according to what Teisa says, I says, the Tav and Rav Akiva say, they couldn't meet out capital punishment against the Ritzayach, even though they rely on it. Because everybody would rely on Rav in such a case, even Rav Meir. Because of lack of the Rashto V'chokartohei, of the Rashto V'chokartohei, they... Some in Meila we could say, true, by Eidim Zeimimi, we rely on Rav. Because by Eidim Zeimimi, the only important question is, is he chayim misa? Are they the same chayim misa or not? So since the Torah says, "Vasis and mikasha zom vasis lochi," and we are not chayish, maybe the need, is a treife. So that's a raya. The Torah is a sufficient proof. We don't have to worry about highly unusual things. Everything is possible. So every time a person takes a plane. So, God forbid, there is a possibility that, something will happen. But, that doesn't mean that every time a person takes a plane, so his life is mutubisot. In other words, so, otherwise, so, let's say, that we have to be chishish. For all kinds of things. But because we rely on Rav, we don't have to be chayshish for unusual things. And it's considered as a vada. But that does not mean that by other nefoshes we can also rely on Rav. By other nefoshes, we still could say we don't rely on Rav. Why? Because we could say, true, as far as the determination of the fact is concerned, so Rav determines the facts. But by other nefashas, not in Yimzei, let's say Ritziche, so there, they didn't have to say everything. They have to say that the Niyotzach is not a treife. Maybe if there hadn't been a parashah, of Ritzayach, so I could say, no, best cannot meet out a mise against the Ritzayach. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe the Nirzach is a traitor. If the Torah did not say explicitly that best needs to actually carry it. So, a Jew, you go to Sarov, but after all, they didn't know it. So, maybe it's a chisong in the Rashto v'chakarta eitim. So then, how could the din of Mise in Ritzayach be realized? Only if the din will perform an autopsy and will say, or maybe they'll take an X-ray of all the internal organs and they'll determine that there is no trait. We could say that. Why don't we say that in respect? So then you ask, why don't we say that in respect to Eidim Zeimim as well? So the answer is, the Chiyuv Misa of Eidim Zeimim is basically distinguishable from all other Chiyuv Misas. Because all other Chiyuv Misas, so the person is Chiyuv Misa for the Maisa Aveira. And by, let's say, if Eidim come and say somebody was Eved Abizor, so then in order to be Chiyuv Misa, the Eidim have to testify that they saw this person was Eved Abizor. And he received Asroye, and he was Mikabel Asroye. And then, basically, he came a din as an Eidish for the Maisare. But how about Eidim Zeimim? What's the halacha of Eidim Zeimim? First, now, Eidim Zeimim, that's already, when the Mazimim come, that's already the second stage. Because there are two stages in the Chiyuv Misa of Eidim Zeimim. The first stage is when the Eidim Zeimim themselves testify that Reuven killed Shimon. The Reuven killed Shimon. Then they saw the Reuven killed Shimon in Yerushalayim and Rish Chodesh Nissan at 10 o'clock in the morning in Yerushalayim. That's the first thing. So Bezdin is given a din. Then Bezdin was given a din. Reuven. Then a few days later, so two other Eidim, Mazimim come and say to the Eidim, Imonu Yisem in Bovel. At Rish Chodesh Nissan at 10 o'clock in the morning. How could you have seen that? So, the halacha is that person has to become a deen, the first deen, the second deen, let me see. Now, is there a halacha? Now, is there a halacha if the same deen that applies to all mechuyavim misei if the same deen that applies to mechuyavim misei applies to himzim as well, then we have to say that in order for Besdin to become a deen, the himzim and limise, then they have to be coupled to agodas. First of all, agodas of the mazim, and then they would have to be mikabel agodas of other deen who will testify before Besdin that they saw how these Eidim testified in Besdin the Truvim Chochim. Now there's the halacha in all other Mechuyavim Misei. Now suppose Sanhedrin themselves see at night the Truvim Chochim. Can the Sanhedrin the next morning assemble and say, after midnight we saw the Truvim Chochim. Let's begin a deen in the Misei. No, they cannot do it. So the procedure is two Eidim have to testify. And if only the Sanhedrin saw it and no other people saw it, then two members of the Sanhedrin have to stand up before this Sanhedrin, and two other Skenim have to be called in to replace the two who have the role as Eidim. And then the Sanhedrin, the 21, with together with the two others came in, will have to hear how two will testify as a. That's the halacha. If they saw the name, so then there is a machlokes tanoim. Some tanoim say, so in other words, so that in itself is considered like a Kabbalah says. And some tanoim say, no, there is a special halacha that they cannot be done on the basis of their own observation. But everybody is made there that if the observation took place at night, so then we cannot say because at night you cannot be become ladies. So then other ladies have to testify, and they cannot, or they themselves, before another person, or let's say two of them will testify and the others will remain, and then two others came in, Zikri Sanhedrin, will have to replace the two who will stand up and testify. So the halacha is al pishnai minim yochim davo. Besdin cannot be game a din simply on the basis that they know that this man is a ritzayach. Furthermore, if a novi will come to Sanhedrin and he'll say bin vuye, I was told that Ruvin killed Shimon, so the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnah, Sanhedrin cannot be game a din because there is a halacha of al pishnai minim yochim davo. It has to be based upon a testimony of Eidim who testify on the basis of their observation, their personal observation, not just we know. It has to be. So even if the Sanhedrin saw at night that Reuven killed Shimon, they cannot the next morning be limited. So there is a halacha of a pishnai minyan davo, they have to testify. So the question arises, every time, how is it that the Gemara doesn't mention, the Mishnah doesn't mention, every time Besdin is given a din? So all that the Gemara says is that if Mazim come and they say to the Nizumin, Imon Roisem, then Besdin Sanhedrin is game a deen. Is game a deen the Nizumin. Why shouldn't we say that after the Mazimim testify before Besdin, Imono Isem, the two other Eidim have to come and stand before Besdin and testify before Besdin that they heard how the Nizumim testified that Reuven killed Shimon. And even though the Sanhedrin themselves, they won't become ladies, but the halacha is that even Sanhedrin themselves saw. So Eidim still have to testify. And there is, and the Atanoim who say, Rabakime, Rabtaufen. So they say that even if Besdin saw Eidim, they cannot be game a deen on the basis of their observation. But the Eidim have to testify. So, in every case of Eidim Zeminim, we should have two Kabbalah Seders. First, the Kabbalah Seders of the Mazinim who say, Imono Yisem to the Nizumim, and after that, To ageless life. The Gemara doesn't mention. Why? The answer is because the Rambam says Rambam says in Perek Chof Mil Chaseides Halacha Dalet Ve'en le'edim zeyum mishgoro V'fi she'im b'mais V'fi chochen tzrichim asroye K'mo ishe b'yam Omar Avraham Om Ze atam lo yedati Ma'au V'im p'ne shomar akosu Ftei v'achas yilachem le'ise mishgoro Im kei migad yifidas Chachomim lo yitzorech asroye He says Ve'en le'edim zeyum mishgoro V'fi she'im b'mais So the Rambam says Doesn't What's the meaning of it? So what? In the Maise. Why? Because it's been Bura Baalme. So how about Megadeh? How about Megadeh? So, Megadeh Vodas Chachomim, we say that Akim Asrosov were Ave Maise. Because there's a machleke between Rav Akiva and Chachomim, whether Akim Asrosov Ave Maise, Akim Asrosov Loi Ave Maise. So he says, in Kim Megadeh Vodas Chachomim, they should have no Shgog. And the Rambam says that in Zemimim, in Bem Shgog. In other words, even if someone is a shadik, he's still chayim nisim. Suppose the edim zaynamin will tell Bezdin, true, we testified falsely. But we didn't know there is anything wrong in testifying falsely. We thought there's nothing wrong. What's wrong? In testifying falsely, we didn't know there is a lot of the sangarach or each other. We didn't know. Now suppose someone will kill a human being and then they'll say, I didn't know. That it's also to kill a human being, he'll be part of me, say, he's a shaykh. Even though it's a terrible thing, I mean, he should have understood it with his common sense, but he's still a shaykh, I'll be. If somebody didn't know there is an Isa Lisiyatzach on the Torah, he's a shaykh. So, the same thing should be true of Edim Zemimim. Edim Zemimim, they are Nizem. And they say, we didn't know. We never learned Torah. We weren't told that there is a love of the son of the Racha each other. So the Rambam says, "Ain't we doing the mishgoko? The v'shem emaise, the chayim miss anyway. Even if there is mishgoko." So the Rambam says, "So how about Megadev? Megadev is chayim misse, but if he's a sheikh, he's potter of misse. So there's a machleket between Rabbi Kiven and Chachomim, and Megadev mishgoko is mechuyev v'chatos anat." Is mechuyev. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, Akima Svosov. So the Chachomim say he's not Chai Vachatos. He's not Chai because Lei Sevishgo. Is he? Anyway, so, but the reason is Gogo, Misa is certainly Potam Mikari, Bishayeg. So why should Edim Zeinim Bishayeg be Chai Misa? So the answer is, the plain pshat in the Rambam is, when the Rambam says, if he doesn't mean no mice in the hands, it means there is no mice aveir. There is a mice aveir. But of course, every Edim Zeimimim are aveir, the love of San Barachoi Chokia. But the inish of Vasisalika Shazom Lassus Lochiv is not an inish for the mice aveir. Now suppose two Edim testify that Ruvain killed Chimen. Killed Chimen, Chimen is dead, they say. And then, based on his game of team, Reuven, Lemisi. Then, the next day, Edim Mazimim do not come. But the so-called victim, Shimon, shows up in Bez. There's no Shaila that they testified falsely. But there was no Hazome of Imonism. So the halacha is, with Bez cannot meet out Mise. to the Israeli. If the image of Kasher Zomam had been an image for the Maisachere or testified falsely, so does it make any difference how it is determined that he testified falsely, whether it's determined by other Adin saying Gimono Yisem to the Nizumim or by the victim showing up in Bezer? That's the best proof. I mean, you couldn't have a better proof. It's even a better proof than the Hagodah of Mazimim, Hagodah Mazimim. So the possibility is not excluded that the Mazimim testified falsely. That's also possible. There is Aloche. Suppose Mazimim are Mazim the Mazimim. So, but here when the victim shows up in bed, I mean, that's the best proof in the world. Unless you are going to doubt your senses, or something else. So, still, it's not Chayim Nisim. It's not Chayim Nisim. So the answer is, as far as the Maisavire of Lisan Berachot Shokar, it doesn't make any difference. So one is Mechoyim Nisim, the other one is not Mechoyim Nisim. What does it show? That this is a special service of Kosovo. Vasisem loy kasher zomam vasis lochim. We best has to meet out the same image that they planned and conspired against the Eden. Besten has to meet out against them. Not as an image for the Maisavir. But of course the Gemara says, Enish Omanu, Azor Menayin, I mean the Sifri says, so Talmud Leima, we sang the Rachel Chokha. Sang the Rachel Chokha. And it's also a Gemara, in Makis, not with the Aloshin, but the Gemara says the same thing. So that tends to imply that it's an English for the Maisavir or San Rachid Shaka. No, that doesn't mean it's an English for the Maisavir. There is another halacha. Even when a certain English is not for the Maisavir, but when the Torah does not manage a person, if the act is not forbidden. So if we do find that the Torah says, Vasisan Likashazoma Vasis Lochiv, true indeed it's not an English for violating the love of Lisane, but obviously there must be a love, because the Torah will never specify an Einish if there is no prohibition against it. But that does not mean that the Einish is an Einish for violating the love. The best raya that the Einish is not an Einish for violating the love consists in the fact that by Bohol Beraglov, Besden does not meet out in this. So this is what the Rambam says. When can we say that Eima Muter is Poter if the Einish is an Einish for the Maisa Avere? So then the Torah is not manish for a Maisa Avere if it was Dombishik. But if the Einish is not for the Maisa Avere, so even if it was Dombishik, he didn't know. He's very stupid and he thought there is nothing wrong. The Torah doesn't forbid such acts. I mean, there is nothing wrong in doing it. So he's still Chayim Nisim. But if there hadn't been a love, then there couldn't be an Einish, because that's a cloud. Leona Shakosef El Kinizim. There couldn't be an Einish without a love. That's another cloud. But that doesn't mean that it's an Einish for the Maisavir. It's the Einish is for the Zomam Lasses Loch. It's a special Zazakos. Not for the Maisavir of Lisan and Rachel Chokha. So the Mele, that's the reason as to why. So this is what Rama means. He means there is no Maisavir. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say that every time the Mazimim say one way, so then Bezdin should call Edim who will be able to testify on the basis of their own observation that they heard how the Nizumim testified that Ruben called Chile. Because when is there aloche of Kabbalah Seidus who have to testify as to the Maisa Avere who get a certain inish? That is if the inish is for the Maisa Avere. But here it's Exeras Akosu Vasisem Lekashazam Lasloch. Business to meet out to the Nizum. Once the Hagode of Imono Yisem was Niskamim Bebezn, so there is a Chiyuv on Bezn. So mainly the whole aloha of the Rashi of the Chokarto Eitei that Bezin should ask, if there had been a requirement that over and above the Hagodah of Imona Yisem, so other Eitei have to testify that they heard how the two Nizumim testified that Ruvain killed Shimon, so then Bezin would have to ask them. We'll call them the Nizumim, we'll call Levi and Yehudim. So then Beis Din would have to ask, the Eidim would testify that they saw how Levi and Yehuda testified against Reuven that he killed Shimon. So then Beis Din would be mechuyev on the basis of the Rashi Chakar Eidim to ask the Magid Eides, who testified against Levi and Yehuda, that they saw how Levi and Yehuda testified in Beis Din before that Reuven killed Shimon. So when Levi and Yehuda testified, so it was what kind of clothes they were. I mean, all kinds of questions. The way Beis Din asks when Eidim say that Reuven killed Shimon, so they ask, did Reuven wear black clothes or white clothes? So any idea isn't mevatel Eides. But if there is a kosher, but here Beis Din doesn't even ask these questions because it's not an Eidim for the Maisavele. If it's not an Eidim for Savele, so Memele, it's not even necessary that Eidim should testify. Beis Din knows that they testify. And here Mazimim say Monoism. So then there is Allah. So Memele, the reason is why Rav Kana has to resort to the Raya from Heres and Nefesh, and he doesn't mention the Raya of Eidim Zemimim, because from the Pasuk of Eidim Zemimim we can only learn out that it's sufficient proof that it's Ivada, even if Oshas is Ivada. But how about with the Rashi of Rekarta Eidim? So by Eidim Zemimim we have no problem with the Rashi of Rekarta Eidim, because there is no Aloch of Kabbalah saying this, and the Maisa Veire, because here there is a special Sakosu. So there has to be a couple of Akkad say this, and the Maisavere. So the Mele, there is a din of the Rashi of Rekarta Eidim. So since the Eidim will not be able to say whether he is a treife or not, so the Mele, whether the Nirtzach is a treife, maybe we cannot meet out this. So because of that, he has to learn it out from the Posik in connection with the Erech Sanefesh itself. So, but then we encounter a certain difficulty, because there it's possible we perform an autopsy. So the Gemara says, Monefshech, if we don't rely on Rov, so Mele, even with an autopsy, there is still a possibility that Messiah is not going to come. So what's the Raya? So, and still, we're not chesish for it. And not only we're not chesish for it, and we accept the Eides in spite of the fact that the Eidim cannot testify on the basis of their own personal knowledge and their own personal observation that there was no Nekev Mimokim Sai. So that's the right, you see. That's the right. So that's the reason as to why Rav Kana had to resort to this. So Mimele, this is what Teisa says. Because why should the Gemara learn out? How can the Gemara learn out from the fact that we are not chishish? Maybe the Ritzeach himself is a traitor. That we go upas on the forces. The Gemara wants to learn out not only that Rov is considered a sufficient proof, sufficient evidence, but that there will not be any chisong in the Rashi of Chakarta Eidim as well. So Mele, from the fact that there is a possibility, a remote possibility, maybe the Nirtzach is a treife, and still Beis Din is entitled to meet out capital punishment against the Hilik. So it's a raya that Rov is not only sufficient proof as far as evidence is concerned, it's even considered a sufficient proof as far as Midrash to Mechakar to Hater is concerned. In other words, even though Beis Din has to ask, do you know whether it's a treife or not? So from the parashah of Heres HaNefesh, we say, that the Eidim can, with the utmost certainty, say, yes, we know that he is not a treife. How do we know? Because there is a din of Rov. And that conforms even to the requirement of the Rashi of Rekarta Eidim. Mashein Kein, if the Gemara were to deduce, if Rav Kana were to deduce from the fact that we are not treishish, maybe the Ritzeach is a treife. So then we would only know that from the point of view of evidence, treifa is a sufficient criterion of evidence. But we wouldn't know that from the point of view of the Rashi of Chakarta Heitev. So Rov is sufficient. Because we could say, here, so as long, suppose we know that the Nirzach was not a treifa. Suppose we know the Nirzach is not a treifa. The Nirzach is not a treifa. Let's say, if the Ritzicha was done by choking him. So then, we can perform an autopsy, and then it's not shaykh to say, Shemu Mosmosayiv Neket. But we don't know whether the Ritzach is a treifa or not. So then we could say, no, we go Mosarov as far as determining the facts is concerned. So Rov is a sufficient proof. But as far as with the Rashtav Chakart or Hatev is concerned, so the Mele, on the basis of Rov, it's not considered that the Eidim can say, we know. So, but as far as the Nirzach is concerned, so the Eidim performed an autopsy. And after all, there is no possibility of Shemo Bisokim Saiv Nekev Lavek, because the Mise was done, the Ariya was done by choking him. So there is no such possibility. And as far as the possibility of the Hirik is concerned, maybe he is a treife. So then we say, the Eidim don't have to testify that the Hirik is not a treife. They only have, as from the point of view of the Rashtav Chakart Heitev, they only have to testify that the Nirzach is a Sholem, not that the Hirik is a Sholem. This is not something that comes within the scope of the Rashtav Chakart Heitev. Because suppose the Ritzach is a treife, does that mean that he is not able to Yirtzoch? And that he is not Chayim Mise? He is Chayim Mise anyway. But Bezdin couldn't meet out Mise, because then the Eides would be an Eidishat Yoch Lazimo. Not that he is not Chayim Mise, you see. So Mele, here the only Shaila is from the point of view of evidence. From the point of view of evidence, we can rely on Rov. But how do we know that from the point of view of the Rashtav Chakart Heitev, so Rov is a sufficient proof to such an extent that the Eidim can testify, we know that he is not a treifa. That they cannot testify. But then you ask, but if they cannot testify, we know that the Nirzach is not a treifa. So how can Bezdin meet out? We say, no, there are possibilities where the Eidim can say with absolute certainty, we know that the Nirzach is not a treifa. Let's say, if the Ariga took place through choking, and then they made it through autopsy, and they examined every organ, so they saw that there is no treifa. There is no treifa. So the answer is, so that's why Teisa says, why doesn't Teisves say in the first Lashon the Teretz that Teisves mentions in the second Lashon? The answer is because Teisves in the first Lashon holds there is that in the first Lashon Teisves holds that there is a distinction between the raya of Rabine and the raya from the point of view of the Ritzach. What's the discussion? Why doesn't Rav Kana deduce the halacha of Rov from the point of view of the Ritzach? Rav Kana deduces the halacha of Rov from the point of view of the Nirzach. Why doesn't he deduce it from the point of view of the Ritzach? So Teisves in the second Lashon he says no, that here. So he says, "Vishemo the Azlinum Basarube Melchashino Laharis Atreifa Lenil Baume." Then he says, "So he couldn't say that this is the same, that this is the same haloche as the that Edim Zinim, because we could say that because." There is a halacha that in order to be chayav mise, so he has to be mikabel dasroye, and he has to be mater atzmei lemise, and he has to be mater atzmei lemise. So mimele, if let's say by edim zeimim, so the edim don't have to testify altogether about the Maisa Aveira of the Nizuri. Because it's not an Yiddish for the Maisa Aveira of being given a love of Yitzhak Merachoy Chokya. It's a special Zerzakosu. That if Mazimim say mono, he sends a business to meet out the Mise. Vasisim Likashazam Lassus Lochem. Mashein can hear, since Eritzeach is not Chayim Mise if he didn't get a soy. And even if he got a soy, so he's not Chayim Mise unless he's Mikabu da soy. And he says, Yudeani, that there is a love of the Sirtoch, and that well, there is a Chayim Mise, and I'm not Kinan Yase. In other words, he has to be Mater Atzmei Limise. He has to be Mater Atzmei Limise. So Mele, we could say that perhaps that perhaps by Yidim Zeyni, so there is no aloha of Hagodah Seydes altogether. By Yidim Zeyni, there is no aloha of Hagodah Seydes altogether. Mashein Kein Ligabe Teritzeach. So sin if Teritzeach is a treife. So then, suppose Sanhedrin would know that Teritzeach is a treife. Sanhedrin couldn't meet out Mise, because then the Eides is not a good Eides, because it's Neidish Yat Yoch Lazimo. So Memele, we could say that this is a chisom in the Hitteratzman Mise. Eritzeach is not high best, he cannot meet out Mise against Eritzeach unless he is Hitteratzman Mise. What is Hitteratzman Mise? In other words, he says, I'm asking an Eise. Now, if the Eritzeach could not get Mise, so Memele, the Hitrat Melemise is not the Hitrat Melemise. Suppose someone will be say, I'm an asking an Eise to get Mrs. Bezdin under circumstances where Bezdin could not meet out Mise. So it's not the Hitrat Melemise. So Memele, we could say that they have to say, in other words, that we have to say, in other words, that, so we could say that before Bezin meets out the Mise against the Ritzayach, so Bezin has to ask the Edi who testified that Reuven killed Shimon, so Bezin has to ask them, do you know whether the Ritzayach is a treif or not? Even though by the Zeinimim, Bezin does not have to ask any of these questions. Because by the Zeinimim, so the Chiyuv Mise is not for the Maisa Aveira. So there is no aloche that Eidim have to testify, that the Eidim testified before Bezin. Mashein can hear, since there is aloche too, the Chiyuv Mise is a Chiyuv Mise for killing the victim. But, and it's not a Chiyuv Mise for being Sholem. But since there is aloche, that if the Ritzeach is not a Sholem, so then the Eides is not an Eides, so Mimele, the Hitteratz Melemise is not the Hitteratz Melemise. Because if the Ritzeach is a treife, so that means he couldn't get Mise for killing Shimon. If Reuven is a treife. So Mimele, when he said, I'm not asking an Eise, so the Hitteratz Melemise was not the Hitteratz Melemise, because he couldn't get Mise. He says, I'm doing it in order to get Mise by Bezin. But he couldn't get Mise by Bezin because he is a treife. So Mimele, the Hitteratz Melemise is not the Hitteratz Melemise. So is not the Hitteratz Melemise. So Mimele, we could say that perhaps Bezin Sanhedrin has to ask the Eidim who testified that Reuven killed Shimon whether they know as to whether Reuven, the Ritzeach, the alleged Ritzeach, is a treif or a sholem. So Mimele, Tesis did not give in the first teretz, the second, the first motion, the second teretz, because we could say that here we could not apply. Here we could not apply this worry that it doesn't come within the scope of the Rashi Karta Eidim. Because we could say that it does come within the scope of the Rashi Karta Eidim. So this is what Tesis says. Vishemo, the Azlimon Bosarube, Melchashino, Harikas Atreife, Loinela Bialne. In other words, because if we could learn out, you see, if we just have Xerasakosov, that Bezin can meet out Mise, even though the Eidim cannot say with the utmost certainty that Ritzeach is not a treife, so then we could say maybe that is all right, because this, whether it's a treife or not, does not affect the intensity of the Maisa Aveira. It only relates to the possibility of carrying out the Mise, but the Chiyuv Mise is the same. Could you say that if a person is a treife and he kills a human being, he's not chayav mise? Of course he's chayav mise. But if he's a treife, so then basically couldn't meet out the mise. But chayav mise he is. Even without it, Ratzman Mise is chayav mise. So the mele, in the case where the Nirzach is a treife, so then the Ritzach is not even chayav mise. In the case where the Nirzach is a sholem, but the Ritzach is a treife, so chayav mise he is. But if the treife, if the Ritzach is a treife, if the Ritzach is a treife, so then Bezdin couldn't without the mise because there is no aiding. Because the Eides is an Eides Shakiyoch La'azimo, so there is no aiding. So that doesn't mean that if a person doesn't have aiding for which is Chayim Mise, but there is no aiding, that is not Chayim Mise, Bezdin cannot meet out the Mise. Because there is no aiding. But Chayim Mise is. So Mimele Teisve says, V'shemo de azlinam basarube, v'lichashino v'harges atrifa v'nila ba'alme. Because we could say, when is it Yechiso? In Dorashto v'chokarto eitev, if the Eidim fail to testify as to a certain ingredient in the Haggadah that affects the Chiyuv Mise of the person against whom they testify. Masha'im came, if the Eidim fail to mention something that does not affect the Chiyuv Mise of the person, it only affects the possibility of best meeting executing the person. That does not come within the scope of the Rashi Rekado Eitev. We could say that. So this is the reason as to why Teisa says, V'shemu d'azmino b'sarubem l'chashim l'harges atreife l'nir ba'alme. Why? Because if Rav Kane had deduced it from the point of view of the Ritzayach, then the Gemara could say, you know, we can deduce from this that the Trov is certainly sufficient criterion of evidence. That's sure. The Trov is considered Vada Alib Menefashis. But maybe Rov is not a sufficient proof to enable Aidim to testify on the basis of their personal observation if it is completely based upon Rov. Maybe that not. So Mimele, in the case where Eidim testified that Reuven killed Shimon, and the Eidim did not make an autopsy, that Shimon was a Sholem, maybe we cannot meet out Mise. True, as far as evidence is concerned, we have sufficient evidence that Shimon is a Sholem. But the Eidim have to say, Sholem are you? How can they say Sholem are you? So you could argue, the fact, after all, that they also know that the halacha of Rav. So maybe they can testify on the basis of their own personal observation. Because of Rav, they can testify on the basis of their own personal observation. This is the raya of Rav Kane. This is the raya of Rav Kane. Because otherwise, we could never meet out Mise. But if Rav Kane had deduced it from the point of view of the Ritzayach, then we could say, you can only establish the proposition that Rov is a sufficient criterion of evidence. But maybe we cannot meet out Mise against the Ritzayach unless we know that the Nirzach, on the basis of autopsy, we know that the Nirzach was a Shalom. So then they can testify on the basis of their own personal observation. But if an autopsy was not performed, a thorough autopsy was not performed, so then they cannot testify on the basis of a personal observation. But then you ask, but after all, they did not perform an autopsy upon Ritzayach, he's alive. So how is it that best we can still be game of dean of the Ritzayach? So the answer is, they don't have to testify as to the Shleimus of the Ritzayach. Because the Shleimus of the Ritzayach does not affect the Chiyuv Mise of the Ritzayach. Whether that the Ritzayach is a Treife or a Sholem, so the Ritzayach is Chayuv Mise. Just the same. Even if he's a Treife, so he's still Chayuv Mise. But if the Ritzayach is a Treife, then Bezdin cannot meet it out. It cannot be allowed because there is no aiding. But it doesn't mean that the Ritzeach is not Chayiv Mise. Just because there is no aiding, suppose someone commits an avere for which there is a Chayiv Mise with Asroi and Kabbalah's Asroi, but the aidings cannot come to pass. So he cannot be without Mise. That's all. So in other words, if the Ritzeach is a trikve, then Bezen cannot meet out the Mise. But it doesn't mean that the Ritzeach is not Chayiv Mise. So his Chayiv Mise just the same. And if his Chayiv Mise just the same, so maybe we could argue that it doesn't come within the scope of the Rashto Chakarta Eidiv. Then Bezen doesn't even have to ask them, is the Ritzeach a trikve or not? Did you observe whether the Ritzeach is a trikve? Because what difference does it make whether the Ritzeach is a trikve or not? And suppose the Ritzeach is not a trikve. Suppose the Ritzeach is a trikve. Then the Ritzeach is not Chayiv Mise. But then Bezin will not be able. So as long as it does not affect the Chayiv Mise of the Gavre, then it doesn't come within the scope of the Rashi of Chakarta Eidiv. Mashein came from the point of view, when Rav Kana deduces it from the point of view of the Nirzach. So then it's a raya that not only Rov is sufficiently strong from the point of view of evidence, but that Rov is sufficiently strong from the point of view of the Rashto Chakarta Eidiv as well. So this is what Jesus says. And then in the second verse, Jesus says, "Very merely the time and the treifa shorak poter the heine mishum to have a idish nati yoch lazimo." ויקטלינון עדים כשאוזמו וישאפ לקטלינון ואם כן אין להיחי אחר במאי לקטלינון לעדים ולא יחשינון דיו מהך דעשית בית ריפה תדע אוקיי Jesus is following. We have that Jesus says a so Makshinon the name of the Tzeya Gufo the Azlim and Basarubi the Vilma of Tzeya and Treifo Treifo Shorks and Evishpot. So why do we have to deduce it from the point of view of the Nir Tzach? Well, let us be. So then we have to resort to the possibility of maybe Mokim Sayyid Nekev, which is extra unusually remote. So let Rav Kana deduce from the point of view of the Ritzeach. Because if the Ritzeach is a treife, so we couldn't meet out Mise to the Ritzeach. So Teisa gives to Tobuti. So we said as follows. In other words, because Teisa in the Kashi assumed that if the Ritzeach is a treife, some melee, the Eidim cannot be Mechayev in Mise because the Eides would be an Eides. Shat Yoch Lazimo. So in other words, so the apostolates. So the Eidim apostolates. So if the Ritzeach is a treife, that means that the Eidim are not fit to be Eidim if the Ritzeach is a treife. Because then the Eides would be an Eides Shat Yoch Lazimo. So melee in the Hiter Atzmil Mise is lacking. Because there is a loch that one cannot be Chayiv Mise unless we are Masrehim and is Mkabud Asroi. What's the Kabbalah Asroi? That's Hiter Atzmil Mise. Some melee, if the Eidim are possible, so then it's lacking in the Hiter Atzmil Mise. Why should it be lacking in the Hiter Atzmil Mise? Now, there is a machlokes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yisi in Makkos as to whether Hasroya has to be done by the Eidim Davke. This is what Rabbi Yisi says. And the Rabbonim say that Asroya can be done by anybody. The Eved Nehishon Piyakum, even the evil himself can be master himself. The evil Aver himself can be master himself. And the Rambam passes like the Chachomim, not like Rabbi Yisim and Rabbi Yud, not like Rabbi Yisim. There is Rabbi Yisim and Rabbi Yud. Rabbi Yisim and Rabbi Yud. The sheet of Rabbi Yisim is that the Eidim have to be master. And Rabbi Yisim and Rabbi Yud holds Chover in Tzorach Asroya. But the Chachomim say, everybody requires Asroya, even in Chover. But it's not necessary that the Eidim should be master. So the Rambam passes like the Chachamim in Pirik Yudveis Mihilches Sanhedrin Haloche Beis Echot Am Tchochem Echot Am Moret Zorach Asroi Shnit Asroi Lafim Shein Amazik Shem Shein Koyom Vichitzat Masrim Bei Eimrim Lei Preish Bei Altas Shezu Averu Vichai Vato Oleo Mises Bez Noi Malkes Im Pirish Potter Vichinim Shosak Vihir Kim Berei Shein Potter Vafloma Yedei Ani Potter עד שיתיר עצמו למיסה, ויימר על מנסקין על יעיסה, והכין יורק. So it's required to have a soya, and yes, to be מקבל הסויה. That's מתיר עצמו למיסה. וצורך שיעבר ויעשה תקף הסויה וסייך כדי דיבו. אבל אחר כדי דיבו, צורך הסויה אחרס. ובין שישר בי אחר בני עדים, ובין שישר בי אחר בפני עדים, ואפילו איש אויבת, אפילו שום הכל המסרה, ולא יראו, ואפילו ישר בעצמי הרי זה נרק. So Rosh Hashanah is, ubein shehischo boy echod min eidim, ubein shehischo boy acher, bifnei. So the Rambam emphasizes, ubein shehischo boy acher bifnei. So it's mashma, true, we pasken, not like Rabbi Yisrael, like the Chachamim. It's not necessary that the eidim themselves be the masri. So anybody can, anybody can be the masri, but it has to be done, it has to be done bifnei. It has to be done bifnei. So the Rambam. So why does it have to be done with Nehidim? So you could say when the Rambam says, "Uben sheisra beyachad Nehidim, uben sheisra beyachad with Nehidim, afilu isha oyevet." He means because Eidim have to know, because if the asroya did not take place in the presence of Eidim, how do we know? We have to be mevarech. But it's not mistaber that this is what the Rambam says, Uben she Yisra bei Acher b'fnei Eidim. Because if it's not b'fnei Eidim, so how do we know? So why does the Rambam have to tell us that? Naturally, you have to know. I mean, that goes without saying. Al kishnai Eidim yokum dobo. So, and the dechot is not lemon in the foshes. So the Rambam has to tell us that that it has to be in his barrier al peidim. So apparently, the Rambam holds that even according to the Chachomim, of Rabbi Yisi. So the asroya does not have to be done by the Eidim, according to Chachamim, but it has to be done in the presence of Eidim. In the presence of Eidim. And otherwise, it's not good. Why isn't it good? Because the chisolim will be, since he passes like the Chachamim, that anybody can be masre, even the Eidim Aver himself can be masre. He can be masre himself. So why does it have to be with the Eidim? The answer is, because Hasroi is not enough. He has to be mikabud Hasroi. He has to say al maskina meise. So mimele, he has to be mater atzmi lemise. So only if it's in the presence of Eidim. So it's shayach to say he is mater atzmi lemise. But if somebody closes the doors and he is mechal Shabbos and then he screams out when no one is around, al maskina meise, that's not it atzmi lemise. They're just verbiage. In other words, only when it's in the presence of Eidim. Furthermore, the Ramah in Sanhedrin says, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Parmesis and Madiach, so Besdin was accustomed to be Machmin Eidim. Machmin Eidim, this is something the detectives do all the time. But Besdin did it only in connection with Mesis and Madiach, not in connection with any other Mechuyev Misi. Only Mesis Madiach, in other words, if, let's say, Sanhedrin knows that there is a certain person who constantly is Mesis, Jews, Lamed, Zoreh, but he does it in such a way that they couldn't testify against him. In other words, he does it in the presence of the people, the Musosim, with not other people being present. So then, Bezdin is allowed even to set a trap for him. In other words, Bezdin, let's say the Muses, let's say Bezdin hears that a certain Macy's tried to be Macy's another person, travel is all right. So then Bezdin advises that man that the Macy's, Bezdin advises the Muses, the one who has enticed travel is all right, so that he should tell the Macy's that he has some friends, that who equally want to be, is interested in that kind of avarizore. And then Bezdin puts up Abim in the back room, and the Macy's doesn't know, the prospective Macy's doesn't know, that's Mach Minimlay. So the Muses, the one who was already Muslim before, says to the Macy's, the one who is already accustomed to the Macy's, but he couldn't be caught. So he says, "Emveyali mashi shemata beferush." So then he tells him the same thing, the same asose. So then he says, "Veich navi." So the Muses says to the Macy's, "Veich nazi esalikia shemayim vaoretz vineilich vinavid leitzim vavonim." So if he keeps quiet, so he's not chayimis. If after that, he keeps on being Macy's, so then the Edim were in the back room, and the Macy's didn't even know of their presence. So they come to Bezdin and they testify, and then Bezdin can execute the Macy's. So the Mishnah says that is done only in connection with Macy's. So the plain pshat could be in the Mishnah. I mean, if the Rama didn't say, because in connection with other Chiyovim, we say it's not the right thing. After all, I mean, this is setting a trap. So if the evil is in Mishnah, you're not allowed to set a trap to anyone. So even Yerosh Gomo, you're not allowed to set a trap. But the Macy's in Matiach, so he is trying to be Machshil everybody. Every Jew. So Mimele, there is a heter to set a trap for it. But in respect to any other, so there is no heter to set a trap. But the Rama says, in Chaname, it's not muter in connection with any other Mechuyev Mise, only in connection with the Macy's Madiach, because he is Machshil. He is Machshil as a Rabbi in Lavrizore. So it's not muta, but he says in connection with any other mechuyev mise. So not only it's not a nice thing to do, if it is done, it's not effective. Why? So the Rama says in Sanhedrin, because in view of the fact that all other mechuyev mise, so we cannot meet out mise unless he is matiratz mele mise. So when can he be considered matiratz mele mise? If he knows the Haredim who observe and hear everything and see everything. But if you are machmilei, if you have Edim in the back room, and let's say David Amizor, the Mechal Arayas, the Mechal Shabbos, so he doesn't even know. So even if he says, I'm asking an Ezeh, Al-Pidin, it's not considered Kabbalah Asroi. Only when he knows that they are in the present. So we see from the Rama that the Halacha is, even according to the Chachomim, that it's not necessary that that's, but by Macy's is an exception, because there are a few Mechuyovim Mise who do not require Asroi. That's Macy's and Zot Mamre, so they don't require Asroi. Ritzeach without Asroi, so Bezdin Kitz Nesil Kife, but as far as Sayyid is concerned, so Ritzeach also requires Asroi. But Macy's doesn't require Asroi. So that's why Achmone can be effective. So it's not only that in regard to Adam Mechuyovim Mise, it's not a nice thing to set a trap. No, it will not be effective, because by Adam Mechuyovim Mise there is a loch of Asroi, Kabbalah Asroi, Hitarat Mechuyovim Mise. So if the Edim see it through Achmone, and the guilty party is not aware of the presence of the Edim who see it and who hear what he says, so Mechuyovim the Hitarat Mechuyovim Mise is not the Itzatz Mise. So in Melech, it's mistaber that when the Rambam says that she asks Reise Bifnei Edim, it doesn't mean, because if no Edim, how do we know? So then the Rambam doesn't have to tell us. Naturally, we have to be mevaral b'edim. But the Rambam means that if it's not in the presence of edim, so then the hiter atzal nisa is not a hiter atzal nisa. As a matter of fact, there is a Rashi. There is a Rashi in Miketz. In Miketz, Breishis Mem Gimel, Posi Gimel. ויאמר אלוהיו יהודה לימיה הויד היד בנו איש לימיה ויסירו פני בלתי אחיכם איתכם בלתי אחיכם איתכם so הויד הויד בנו איש לימיה לא שינה שרויה שסתם השרויה מסר בי בפני ידים so Rashi also emphasized why בפני ידים but we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi so anybody can be מסר even the Hebrew Aver himself can be מסר himself the answer is no The Maisa Asroya can be done by anybody. But it has to be in the presence of Edim. Otherwise, it's not effective. Why? Because then it's not Hite Atzmo Emise. Hite Atzmo Emise. Then the Hite Atzmo Emise is just verbiage. Only when it is done in the presence of Edim. Then, now, with that we can also answer like Kilega Zakai Tikashi and the certain Rashi in Sanhedrin. Or there is another Mechuyim Misa who doesn't require Asroya. Ben Seir Omer. Rafay Nalev. Omer Dalev. In the Mishnah. Now the Aloha of Seir Omer that there had to be two Achiras in a special way. In other words, he had to steal money from the father, the mother, and then buy with it wine that is have diluted, have not diluted, and Boso have cooked, have raw, and then eat it in the company of hoodlums. And so if it's done the first time, he gets malchus, v'yisroi, say. Then if it's done the second time, so then he's chayuris. So the Mishnah says, maskim be bifnei shleishim. After he does it the first time, so maskim is bifnei shleishim, malchus is. So Rashi says, lav mishim asroi gmure kishor aviris. Shein leikim elo basroi, shein leikim basroi. Do asroi is eitim boy. But what does maskim be mean? After he did it the first time, So Bezdin reprimands him and admonishes him, and then if he does it the second time, then there is a chiyuv misa. So Rashi says it couldn't mean real asroya. The asroya is eidim boy. So Rabbi Kiveiger as the kashe, why asroya is eidim boy? But we don't. That's only Rabbi Yisi. The Rabbanon say that asroya is eidim is not required. But what Rashi means, but the same thing that Rashi says in Bereishis Mem Gimel Pasuk Gimel. In other words, according to Rabbanon, the Maisa Asroya can be done by anybody, even by the Eved Aver himself. But it has to be done in the presence of Edim. If it's not done in the presence of Edim, so the Kabbalas Asroya is no Kabbalas Asroya. It's not a Hitir Atzmo Emise. So we ask the Kashi. How does this ask the Kashi? Makshima, Dinei Lach Mirutziya Gufi. Das nun besser rube die junge Ritze ja gut treffe und treffe schon die seine Sportler und treffe schon seine Sportler so wie ist die Kasse das da against this for the same reason that Rav Kami is not contented is not satisfied with the Alfuse of Rabine and he has to resort to the Alfuse from Ritze why even though as far as the Alfuse of Ritze is concerned he has to resort to the possibility to the highly remote possibility of Shemot and Komsayev Nekevu, that's the most remote possibility. I mean, that is in Mimut, I don't know, of maybe 0.01%, I mean, that possibility. It's not just a Mimut, it's a Mimut, Mimute, I mean, it's a minimal Mimut. So, why couldn't he deduce it from the Posik of Edim Zeinemi, as Rabbeinu does? The answer is, because from Edim Zeinemi, we only know that Rov is a sufficient proof, even in the Foshas. But there is another aloha with the Rashi Machkar to Edim, that the Edim have to testify on the basis of their own knowledge. Now the question is, how can the Edim testify on the basis of their own knowledge on the basis of their own knowledge that the Nirzach, that the Nirzach was a Sholem? Obviously, Rov is not only a sufficient criterion of evidence to be Mivareya, the fact But Rov is so strong that the Edim can say that they know that the Nirzach is a Sholem. How do they know? By applying the Birov. So that we couldn't deduce from Vasisali Kasha Zoma, because by Edim Zeinim there is no Alochel Vidorashto Vichokarto Edim that they should say that the Nizumim, the Zeinim, so try to execute an Odim Sholem, because there is no aloche that Edim have to testify against the Zeinim that they wanted to be Mechayev Mise. In other words, Besdin itself is Mechayev to be done, the Edim Zeinim, if the Amazinim. So there is no, when is the aloha of the Rashtav Chakar to hate, if there is aloha of Agode, they have to testify. But the Imzeinim, there is no aloha of Agode. That over and above, the Agode of the Mazimim of Mone, he said, so Edim have to testify that they saw how the Nizumim testified best. So there is no requirement of the Rashtav Chakar to hate. But, so it's only a raya that is sufficient bill in the Foshis. But it's no raya that Rov is so strong that the Edim can say that when Sanhedrin asked the Edim, do you know whether the Nirzach is a Sholem or not? So they can say with certainty, we know. How do they know? Because they rely on Rov. So that raya can be deduced only from Ritzach. So that's the reason why Rav Kane is not contented with the raya of Edim Zeinim. So in Meile, the question is, why does Teisves ask against Rav Kane? Why does he have to resort to Yalfuse from the point of view of the Nirzach? Let him deduce it from the point of view of the Ritzayach. But as far as the Ritzayach is concerned, so even if he's a Treife, he's still Chayim Mise. So in Meile, the Edim don't have to say that the Ritzayach is a Sholem. The Edim have to say on the basis of the Rashtav Chakar to hate him, that the Nirzach is a Sholem. Because if the Nirzach is a Treife, so then the Mais Aveira is lacking, as far as Chiyuv Mise is concerned. The Mais Aveira is lacking. So he killed the Gabel Taylor, it's not the Mais Aveira that is Mechayim Mise. So the Mele, it comes within the scope of the Rashtav Chakar to hate him. But whether the Ritzach is a Treife or a Sholem, does it make any difference? Does it affect the intensity of the Mais Aveira? And if the Ritzach is a Treife and not a Sholem, so the Mais Aveira is diminished. It doesn't affect the Maizavir. But the Treif is a Sholem. So then it's a Chisom Deidim. So Deidim is an Eidish at Yochel Azimo. But it doesn't come within the Aloche of the Rashi Rekat Eidim, that the Eidim have to testify that they are kosher Eidim. That doesn't come within the scope of the Rashi Rekat Eidim, that the Eidim have to testify as to their own fitness for Eidim. That not? So the question is, why does Teitze says the Kashi Neilach Meritzei Agufei? No, it's not Neilach Meritzei Agufei, because if the Alfuse would be from the point of view of the Ritzayach, so the same kind of Alfuse he could have from an Zeinim. So this is what Rabbinah says. So why does Rav Kane? Why? So apparently Rav Kane is not satisfied with the Alfuse from an Zeinim. Because the Alfuse Lamed Zeinim only tells us that Rov is a sufficient criterion. Rov is a sufficient criterion of evidence. But how do we know that Rov is so strong that it can be considered on the basis of Rov, the Edim can testify on the basis of their own observation, even though they did not take an X-ray of the person. But by, in other words, the Edim can apply Rov, and then it's considered as if the Edim took an X-ray and they saw he is not a treif. So that can only be deduced from the posik of Ritzayach, but only from the point of view of the Nirzach, not from the point of view of the Ritzayach. So this is the second terence. But the question is, so the Karle, my Karle, what did Teisves assume in the Kashe? So we said, Teisves assumed in the Kashe, no, that the Yalfuse of Ritzayach, from the point of view of Ritzayach, so is not the same as the Yalfuse of Rabbini. Because since there is a loch of Hiteratz Mil Mise, and Hiteratz Mil Mise is to be in the presence of Edim, Now, and the Edim, when they testify, the Truvin killed Shimon, so they have to testify not only the Truvin killed Shimon, the Truvin killed Shimon, and the Truvin was Musre, and the Truvin was Mikavad Asrei, the Truvin was Mater Atzmei Lemise. So Memele, whether there was a proper Hiter Atzmei Lemise or not, is an important item in the scope of the Rashto V'Chakarto. So, and still the Torah says that the person can be taught mis against the Ritzayachim, though the Edim. But the Edim have to be in a position to say, we know that the Ritzayach is not a treife. And Mimele, the Ritzayach's Kabbalah Sasroye was a real Kabbalah Sasroye. So it's a riot that we go by Sarov, and not only that the Trov is a sufficient criterion of evidence in the process, the Trov can be considered as a personal observation. To such an extent that the Edim will be able to say, we know that the Ritzayach is not a treife. Mimele, his Kabbalah Sasroye was a Kabbalah Sasroye. Kabbalah Sasroye. That's the reason as to why Teisves says the Kashi. So then Teisves gives the Teretz. So the second Teretz is, the time of the treife shoah poter. So according to the second Teretz in Teisves, even if the Edim are possible, so still the Hiterat Melemise is a good Hiterat Melemise. So that does not mean, that's the second Teretz in Teisves, is a good Hiterat Melemise. So the Mele, because after all, he did say I'm not going to raise it. So even assuming that he is a treife. So the Mele, they are not fit to be Edim because it's in the Shadiach Lazim.